Good afternoon. It is a Monday, kicking off your work week, January the 23rd, 2017. 12:09 coming up on 12:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You are tuned into the Now program. I'm Scott Spears, and this hour we are going to talk with two very interesting people who are doing very interesting things that you might not hear a whole lot about, but you're going to hear about it today, and maybe something you want to get involved with, maybe something you want to hear more about, or just express your bubble you're living in and see what's going on. We're joined by Laura Sheets and Kaya Yoshida. Is that right? Yoshida. Yeah. Yoshida. I left the I out there. Yoshida. Kaya Yoshida and Laura Sheets. And I don't want to, because this is not... Huh?
What about me?
Huh?
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here.
Oh, did you have something to say?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got to say?
I'm here.
Oh, like attendance?
Yes.
Sean present. Okay. Flip your hands up when you got something to say over there. Okay, Laura, what I wanted to do here was, because this is not the typical exchange program, I don't think.
Right.
So exactly what is this program defined as, and what exactly goes on with it?
Okay, great. I'd love to be able to answer that question. First, what ASSE stands for is American Swedish Student Exchange. Okay, we're a nonprofit organization. And we do offer grant programs where some students that may not think that they're able to come abroad to the United States are able, or going abroad and going to maybe Japan or Spain or England as an example. So we offer grant programs, basically, that scholarships to where they can be able to come and enjoy those cultural experiences and learning a different language. And it's been a rewarding process. Kaya is our host student, and I've learned so much from her, whether it's cooking, their culture, different ways they celebrate holidays. It's been a wonderful experience.
Now, how long has Kaya been with you?
She came over in August.
August.
And, yep.
Now, how does that process work? Coming up with the money to fund the program, choosing a host family, and making it all happen.
All right. Well, first of all, I'm a representative through ASSE. So I am certified by the State Department, okay, to be able to find a host family as a representative through ASSE. Now, finding a host family, if there's somebody that wants to volunteer, there's different ways of volunteering. Well, one of those places of volunteering is maybe not going somewhere and just giving 20 hours a week. Maybe volunteering is actually letting someone come in near home and share your family with them and learn their culture, as well as, you know, providing what your culture is, your experiences for them to grow and for your family to grow. So finding a host family, we would do an application if somebody was interested. After the application is processed, they go through a background check to make sure everything's criminal background check, to where everything is okay. And then upon that, what happens is if let's say you like horseback riding, I can find a child in the area that you want. Like, let's say you would like a child from Japan that likes horseback riding. I can go into the computer and I can actually try to find that for you. And then you can read a short bio, and from that point, we also get three references, one from an organization such as a church, and then two from either a family members or from friends. And then we double-check everything, and we go with the State Department's strict guidelines and regulations. And then upon that, everything checks out. Then basically the student, like Kaya, would then be able to write a letter after they chose the student, and then you kind of start the process of getting to know each other, and then, you know, you meet them over at the airport, and it's such an exciting time, because so far, when she goes back, it's like having another kid.
Yeah.
So it'll be hard, but, you know, it's been such a rewarding experience for everyone, I think.
How long does the experience last? How long will Kaya be with you?
Oh, Kaya will be with us till June. But the thing of it is the experience isn't just during that time. You know, I've developed a relationship with her that's going to last a lifetime. You know, I do things that maybe her family does differently. So those certain things she's going to take with her for the rest of her life. And, she, you know, same way, you know, certain things that she's taught us. Like, as an example, you know, well, they eat healthier than what we do. I thought I was preparing food, you know, turkey bacon and turkey meat. You know, you think you're eating healthy, but really, you know, she's taught me a lot healthier ways to cook, and it's been just a wonderful experience. And for a student to be able to come here, all they have to do is find an ASSC member. Like in her school, ASSE, I believe, came in and, you know, shared the experience of what she could go to either Spain, Germany, United States. She took 4 years. Did you take 4 years of English, you said?
Yeah.
So four years. So she's got 4 years. And all of our students that come here in the United States, they have to have a minimum of 3 years English. And what makes ASSE a little bit different is the fact that we don't just go by the state standards, United States Department standards. What we do is we make sure our families are okay, and we make sure our students are okay. So we're in contact with them at least once a month, making sure that everything's going good with the family as well as the student. Mm-hmm. So we develop, even though as a representative, develop bonds with the students. And, you know, Ohio is really great because we have really good-hearted people here in the United States, and especially in Ohio. We have more of the southern charm and everything kind of combined in.
Actually, Kai, if you want to take that microphone, the pink microphone, out of the stand there and just hold it, that's a little easier to talk into, and we'll be able to hear you better out there in listener land. when did Kaya come to stay with you on this trip?
It was in August.
August. So about a year is what the school year.
Yeah, she'll be through here through the both semesters. Yes, the school academic school year. Now, we have different programs. We have a summer program, a four-week program, a six-week program. And then also we do have a semester and then also the academic school year as well. So
It's fascinating. Kaya, what is your favorite thing about America since you've come?
I like national anthem.
Mm-hmm. What is the biggest difference between Japan and America to you? I'll let you think. It's a big question. I'll let you think about that for a second. But it's very interesting times to be doing anything. You say you work with the State Department, correct?
Well, I don't work with the State Department. Our program is separated from the State Department, but we have to follow the guidelines and regulations that they place with the exchange group program, with the visas, with the J-1s and stuff. So,
for somebody who wanted to get involved with this, what are some of the qualifications they would have to meet?
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very good question. Well, first of all, you have to take a test to be certified, you know, through the State Department. Now, one of the things of it is there's a big study guide that you have to study, and it's actually Section 62.25 of the U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services on the State Department. And then there's eligibilities that we have to follow as a representative with this type of organization to be able to place and account for our students as well as the host families.
Now, just before I forget about this, if somebody did want to get involved, what's the quickest, easiest thing they could do to start learning about it?
Oh, okay. Well, if you go to www.asse.com, we have a lot of resources on there. We have the cost for maybe if you're a student, if you have a student that would like to go to Spain or England, as an example. We have offices in 31 countries currently, and we have over 2,000 representatives that are representatives of ASSE. And what makes our program a little bit nice, too, along with there's other organizations that do this, but I'm partial not just because I work with ASSE, but because we really do care for our students. We really do go above and beyond on not just going with the state minimum, State Department's regulations, but we go above and beyond and make sure we have contact with the students, which is very important to develop a bond with them for the rest of their lives, as the rest of the host family's life, so everybody's having a good experience and learning. And then also we are a member of, we also have a program that's like the watchdog for organizations like ASSE and World Heritage, which is our company that we help sponsor, and it's actually CSIET, and basically it's the Council on Standards for International Education and Travel. And since its inception, we adhere strictly to the U.S. Department state regulations, and they're kind of also a watchdog group. So we are blessed to be one of the top people that they have actually listed on their website.
Now, Kaya, we talked about food here. What is your favorite American food?
I like pizza.
Pizza. Now, is pizza, because we think of that, you know, there's a pizza place on every corner here in America. Is it something that is at all available in Japan? Could you get a pizza if you wanted one in Japan?
Yeah.
Is it like American pizza?
No.
What's the difference?
I don't eat pizza in Japan.
Oh, so a taste obviously would be one thing, yeah. So much better here. Why did you want to get involved in this program, Kaya?
Why did you want to get involved with
ASSE? Why did you want to see America? Have you been here before?
No.
Well, why was this a place you wanted to come?
Because I wanted to learn English.
You want to learn English? Is it difficult to learn English?
Yeah.
Why we all speak it here, of course, but why is it difficult? I've heard it's one of the more difficult languages to learn how to speak. Yeah, what I've heard is a lot of different words, and we kind of change the language a little bit. There's no rules and regulations like other languages. Have you found that since you've come here? I would probably imagine that would be. Is Japanese, if I wanted to learn Japanese, would that be a hard language to learn?
Yes.
Yeah. What is hard about Japanese?
Japanese has three kind of alphabets. Different grammars.
You've been here since August. That would be 4 months now, 5 months. Is it hard to be away from your family for that period of time?
No, not really.
No, not really, because you're enjoying yourself here.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you were giving me advice and I was going to take a trip to Japan, what would be something I would want to see? What's your favorite thing there?
Japan has beautiful view and shrine and temples.
Temples. When you came to America, what is something you've seen about our history that you like? Or a favorite place you've been since you've been here?
Places that you've seen, Kaya, or things that you've done?
I like Nutcracker.
you were this is one of the few shows where we're not going to talk politics, but you were here during an interesting time in election. What did you make of that? Is that like Japanese elections, what you got to see here last November?
The election, was it like Japan? Like what happens there? Or was it just totally different?
Different.
What about this American election was different than what goes on in Japan?
Japan has no president.
No president in Japan. Are politics as important in Japan as they are here? Do people care over there about the politics?
Yes.
They do. What is television like in Japan?
We have dramas.
Dramas. Are American programs seen in Japan?
American programs? Do you see them in Japan TV?
No.
No, they're not over there. How is America thought of in Japan? Do you study American history there? When somebody says America, what do people think?
I know she had told me that it was big, real big.
Because what I've heard over the years, because I've gotten the chance to talk to some people from Russia and China and other nations, not here, France, and what they always say is that people overseas seem to be a lot more interested in American history than even we, the Americans, are interested in our own history. Do you learn a lot about America over there?
A little bit.
What is something that you learned in Japan before you came over here about America?
World War II. Election.
Did you speak any English at all by when you came to America back in August?
No.
None at all. Laurel, what kind of a transition was that to have somebody speaking? Did you speak Japanese?
No, I don't speak Japanese. She's had 3 years, and they actually, with ASSE, they end up taking a test before coming here. But I think more of her confidence level, because it's not her primary English, you know, as ours is English,
right.
Hers is Japanese. So for her, when she's with Japanese students, you know, she's a chatter Cathy.
Yeah.
But with us, it's a little bit
of course
harder because she's, you know, we have different slang, you know, they're taught very, proper English, but we really don't speak proper English.
No, we don't.
So therefore, there's inconsistencies, and the communication has been a little bit challenging. But I have grown. I've learned a few things that I take and remember of the Japanese language. But then it's so complicated that it seems like as soon as I learn one thing, it slips out. Something else slips away.
Yeah.
So
that's understandable.
Yeah.
When you knew Kaya was coming, what did you learn about Japan?
I did something maybe a little bit different than what most folks would. Instead of reading up a lot on Japan and how it functioned, and I kind of wanted to be surprised with everything. So I waited and then asked her things, and I let her come to me and tell me things, like their holidays. Like Christmas is way different for them, and really we should give her the opportunity to talk about that, or, you know, even New Year's Day, because they do things quite differently. And honestly, this has been a learning experience. And from the time I remember learning things in school, it's been a little bit different than some of the things that I've learned along this path.
Well, Kaya, how do you celebrate Christmas every year?
We eat Kentucky Fried Chicken in Christmas.
Oh, interesting. And how do you celebrate New Year's every year?
We have traditional Japanese food. And we go to shrine.
When you came to America, this would have been your first Christmas and New Year's in America. What did you think of the American customs, the trees in the living room and the lights? And
gorgeous.
Oh, really? So you like the American tradition of Christmas? Yeah. New Year's, were you surprised by the way people got excited on that night and all the big celebrations? Yeah, a little different than... What is the biggest holiday in Japan every year?
New Year's Day.
New Year's is bigger than Christmas there. Simple things that we celebrate here, like birthdays. We have birthday parties and cakes and ice cream and presents. How is your birthday celebrated in Japan?
Same.
Just same thing. That's very similar. So you get a cake with your name and happy birthday. Yeah. And is there a happy birthday song in Japan?
Same.
It's the same one.
Yeah.
Well, that's universal then, translates everywhere. School here. How is school different?
Very different. And, Japanese school, in Japanese school, we don't take, we don't choose
subjects.
They're chosen for you, or it's just everybody takes the same thing?
Everybody takes the same thing.
What do you learn about in Japanese school? Is history important? Is math important? What would you say is most important?
Japanese
history. So people are very versed in the culture. If in their own culture. If I went to Japan and wanted to order something to eat, what would be a typical thing to eat in Japan?
Sushi.
I was going to say
that. Yeah, sushi. And is sushi, do you like sushi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what is the best way to eat sushi? Like, do you season it with anything? Do you put anything on it? Or is it just plain?
Just plain.
And that's why you eat so healthy. Much healthier than we do. Have you had a sushi since you've been here in America?
Yeah.
Does it taste the same?
No.
So what we're getting is not the real deal. Yeah, that's the way with most things, I think. So if you eat a sushi over in Japan, is that a meal? Or are there side dishes? Do you have rice with it? Do you have other things?
Meal.
It's a meal by itself.
Yes.
Are there desserts, popular desserts in Japan?
Yeah.
What would be a popular dessert I would have in Japan?
Sweet bean paste.
Bean paste.
Yeah.
Now, is that something that's prepared with sugar, or is that...
Sugar.
It is. Now, have you eaten anything here? We talked about your favorite. What is something you've tried American that you really didn't care for all that much? Didn't like, food-wise?
Cereal.
What don't you like about cereal?
It was cream of wheat. She did not like cream of wheat.
That's a little different. Yeah. Have you had a chance to try any of like the cold milk cereals that we all? Do you like those? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So better than the cream of wheat. Yeah. Well, a lot of Americans don't like cream of wheat either. So you're in a good boat there to be in. People live a lot longer in Japan, do they not? You have a very big, older population.
Yes.
Do you think that's because of the way people eat? Do people walk a lot, exercise a lot, more than what you would see here in America?
Yes.
Is that just something that you start doing when you're born in Japan, or is that something people do for their health?
Do they start off really young exercising, or do they, do it for health purposes?
They know, because there are a lot of 100-year-old people still very active in Japan, different than here. We have some, but not to that extent. When you are in Japan, is the clothing different that you would wear?
No.
All the same?
Same.
When you came here, what is something that you brought with you that was important?
Something that meant something that you kept dear to you, something you kept close to you that you brought. Well, there's your grandma's watch that she got you. That was probably something dear to you. You remember your grandma got you that watch that you wore when you came?
Something from your grandmother. Is it hard to be away from people like your grandmother? Are you able to talk to them? Is there any phone conversation or anything?
Yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear it. Are they happy for you? I'm glad to hear it. When you go back to Japan, what is something, a story or something you will tell to your family in Japan that maybe they have not experienced?
I will say America was big.
Do you find the people, how do you find the American people? Friendly? Easy to deal with?
Yeah.
Laura, when you, some of the same questions here, does she cook for you?
Once in a blue moon. She helps me cook because it's a little easier, and then she wants to learn how to cook some American dishes to take back and show her family. Now she's, I think, may have cooked three times. Yeah, I think it was three times that you've cooked. And then she's also gave us food to try that was different, like a lotus root and fermented soybeans. What is that called?
Natto.
And that was very, very interesting.
Do you have a taste for these Japanese foods?
Yes. Before, I was very reserved. I was scared to try new things, and I'm not like that anymore. It's opened up my eyes to a different experiences and different cultures. So their food is really good. I mean, we eat rice and garlic rice, seasoned rice. We eat that probably about three or four times a week now. We make Japanese dishes along with the American dishes too. So. It's really changed my cooking.
Have you had the sushi prepared the way that she would have it, different than American sushi?
Not yet. That is one thing that is on the list to do. I think we need to grab a couple of the supplies and stuff, and where we get our, unfortunately, Marion, we cannot find, Myers has a small section of Asia food, and some of the other grocery stores do too, but it's not like going to Cam International or a couple of these other grocery stores down in Columbus where you can actually buy the Japanese, rice is different than our rice, as an example, and their seasonings. So, we make a trip maybe about, once a month going down there to get special groceries so that way we can prepare the dishes that she knows how to make and teaches me how to make. So
when Kaya leaves in June, what is something that you would tell somebody new in your life about this experience? What have you learned?
Oh, I've learned so much. I don't think there's one thing that I could just say and cover everything, because the experience has been, it's been kind of eye-opening. It's like going on a journey, and it's like you're seeing Japan, but through somebody else, because they're teaching you their culture, and you're kind of blending some philosophies or some sorts pieces of yourself that you realize, you know, maybe I need to change this perspective over here. I'm gonna grow and take this in and kind of process it. So it's kind of been an interesting learning experience that when you're doing it, you feel part of something. And people, they go and they volunteer, but this is like volunteering, but you're creating that bond and that relationship that's going to last a lifetime.
Being that Kaya has now been here 4 or 5 months, what is the biggest change you've seen in her?
Oh, let's see here. Well, let's see here on this one. When she first came, she was very, very, very shy. She hardly spoke anything. She was just very not confident in her English. And I have noticed that since day one, she's growing and she's being more assertive with that and coming out of that shell. She's very reserved. She goes to school over in a private school, an all-girls school, and so she doesn't live with her family. She actually lives in a dorm room. So it's been a change for her coming here and seeing how our family dynamics are and piecing that in. So,
Sean, you want to come in here?
Well, yeah, after she leaves in June, would you guys get another student?
Yeah, we're going to definitely grab another foreign exchange student. The only thing this time is, and I have two sons. I have a 15-year-old boy. Hi, Emmanuel. But my son, having a sister around, he would probably prefer a brother around, because it's another girl, and it's been different for him, but. He asked for a boy, so we'll probably go with a boy.
And is there an idea of a country that you have in mind?
I don't know. I really love their culture, and it'll probably be Japan, just for the simple fact that I'm starting to pick up little bits of the language and their spirit. I mean, her spirit's so beautiful, and I just think that that would be a good fit for us.
So what's the word height? Is it height? I talk to Japan all the time at my work, and they'll yell back and they'll say height or something. What's that mean?
Yes.
Oh, yes. That means yes. Okay, well, thank you. I was wondering what that meant.
Now you know.
Now I know. Thank you.
Now you know. When in Japan, what is a typical day like? What's your day like in Japan?
I spend time with my my friends.
What is something popular in Japan for you and your friends to go do?
Movies.
Now, do you get American movies, or are these movies produced in Japan?
Yes.
Japan? Yeah. What was a big popular? Who's a big popular star, movie star in Japan?
Kazunari Ninomiya.
And why is he? What is he popular known for?
He did Hollywood movie, and he is the most popular actor in Japan.
How is money seen in Japan, who are the most rich, I guess I want to say, people? Are they sports stars? Are they movie stars? Are they business people?
Movie stars.
Movie stars, yeah. Just kind of like here, same type of thing. Before you came to America, what American people did you know? Like our celebrities, what names did you know? Or maybe politicians or business people. What names did you know before you came?
Trump.
Donald Trump. Is it? How do people in Japan think of Donald Trump?
We don't like him.
Well, that a lot of people around the world could echo that, yeah. What is it they don't like about him?
Because he's different compared to Obama.
So also Obama was somebody you knew. You are aware of who our presidents are. Mm. How is President Obama seen in Japan?
How's he seen in Japan?
Is he liked in Japan or is he disliked like Donald Trump?
We like Obama.
So it's not just the American president. I mean, it's who the person is. You guys do pay attention. Yeah. Mm. What was popular about Obama in Japan?
He came to Japan last year, maybe.
Was that a big deal when he came?
Yeah.
And just the only other name I want to mention here. Do you know who Hillary Clinton was before you came?
Yes.
And what was the feeling in Japan about Mrs. Clinton?
We wanted to be president.
Japan felt she would make the better president. Do you guys get your news from newspapers, television, internet? If you want to know something, where do you get it in Japan?
TV.
TV is the main force. Now, how is internet different there than here?
How's internet different? Is it faster?
Faster.
Now, faster. As like here, is everybody looking at their phone in Japan?
Yes.
That's same thing. Say that's worldwide. Interesting. I'm trying to think of some names here in the movie industry that maybe would stick out. Do you know who in Japan, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger would be?
Yes.
Yeah. So the word does get over there. Is American television and American movies, are they seen in Japan?
Yes.
What would have been a popular American TV show or movie that was popular in Japan as well?
Got Talent.
America's Got Talent.
Oh, America's Got Talent. That was a big one. Who hosted America's Got Talent? Who was the star of that show?
Simon, wasn't it?
Wasn't that? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Simon Cowell.
Was a big deal over there. Japan, obviously, one of the reasons President Obama was in Japan last year was because of the sites of the bombs during World War II. Does Japan think a lot about that 75 years later? Hiroshima and Nagasaki, is that a popular place for people to go in Japan?
Yeah.
There's still people who live during that, I would imagine, still in Japan. How is that event? Because I would say between Japan and America, that's the event that sticks out in most people's minds. How do people in Japan look at that event? Think of it. Think back on it. Couldn't have been a good time. A different thing.
Right.
That's a different thing. do Japanese think of mostly Americans and America as a good place?
Yes.
Yeah. When you were with your friends and you were telling them you were going to America, how did they respond?
It's a good thing.
They liked it for you. Yeah. How many hours a day in Japan do you spend in school?
Eight to three or four.
In Japan, are there grades? How are things measured in Japan, school-wise?
You know how, like, in the United States, you got an A, B, or C, or D, or F? What's your grading system in Japan?
A, B, C.
Same thing. Do you have things like we have, McDonald's and fast food? Is there a fast food in Japan?
Yeah.
If I went into McDonald's in Japan, what would I order?
Chocolate pie.
Chocolate pie. Now, things like here, like in America, it's the Big Mac. Now, that's not something you would get in Japan, is it?
It is.
Here, the most popular foods is one you like, pizza, I would say, and probably number two would be hamburger. Is hamburger popular in Japan?
Yes.
So, you said pizza isn't exactly the same as it is here. Are hamburgers prepared the same way?
Same
idea. It's fascinating to learn these type of things. Have you been to other countries other than America?
New Zealand.
What's New Zealand? What do you think of New Zealand?
Beautiful.
Beautiful country. Laura, have you had a chance to take Kaya to what we would think of as American landmarks like Mount Rushmore or the Grand Canyon?
Not those places, right. But we are slowly taking her on a little adventures.
Like to the Harding Home.
ASSE is actually going to be going to Harding Home in May.
There we go.
But she got to experience horseback riding for the first time.
Nice.
A hockey game for the first time. The Nutcracker.
Oh.
And we try to do fun things that she's never done before. Or ice skating. We just went to the Chiller. We make sure she does all sorts of exciting things. And then we're planning on going on vacation, my husband and I and us. But we're just still planning on where we're going to go. But there's a couple museums that we'd like to take her to here in Ohio. And then she just went to Kosai, too.
Oh. You know, Kaya, something that's interesting to me is, and I always found this fascinating, years ago, and I'll try to explain this, years ago, I talked to somebody from Russia who had never been to America. And I asked them, if they got the chance to come to America, what would they want to see? And this is how bad I am. I can't remember the town they said, but it was a really obscure town. It wasn't Disney World or Grand Canyon or any of that. It was a really obscure town. And I said, why would you want to go there? That's an interesting place to want to go. And they said that because that's where your famous novelist William Faulkner was born.
Yeah.
They knew that. That was a destination place for them. Before you leave America, and not that you would not get the chance to come back if you don't get to, but what is something you would like to see that you've heard about?
New York.
That is something to see.
She said Disney World.
Oh, Disney World.
Yeah.
Oh, I must just misheard it over here. Disney World would be something you would like to do. What do you think it would be like if you went there?
What do you think it would be like?
Mickey Mouse?
See Mickey Mouse and... it's a tremendous place, and hopefully one day you'll get the chance to do that. is Sean, did you, because we are down to this blown by, we got about 6 minutes left in this hour. Is there something else you wanted to ask?
Oh, I just want to know if the touch on the base again, if the family wants out there wants to start it, start this up, how long does the process take again?
It doesn't take very long, okay. But we do have to get an application in and do a background check and then check out their three references, and then they can look at, see what students there are that they might would like to take into their family where they think it would be a good match, and that process starts. If you would like some, again, my name is Laura Sheets. Okay, my contact number is 567-674-8419. And or I can be reached by email, Laura, L-A-U-R-A, period, Sheets, S-H-E-E-T-S, .asse@mail.com, or you can go to our website at www.asse.com. If it's easier, you can text me as well, and I'll just go ahead and repeat my number just to make sure. 567-674-8419. And real quick, I do want to mention that when the students come over here, your responsibility is just to basically give them a shoulder to lean on, a place to stay, a bed to keep warm, and then as well as providing them a way to school and being able to provide them three round meals. Each student comes with some funds that their family provides them, which is roughly about $300 a month. So your responsibility is just to pay for their meals. Everything else is a bonus to them.
Nice. Now, yeah. How many host families do we have in Marion?
Well, in Marion right now, we don't have any except for one.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
And I'm that.
Okay.
But it wasn't traveling up here just yet until I kind of came aboard.
Good.
But in Ohio, we have 78 host families or 78 students that are being hosted currently. We are looking for host families. If you want to give back and you want to learn a different culture, please contact me. We have many students that are waiting to come over from Spain, Japan, Georgia, England, just everywhere. Like I said, we're in several different countries. We're in about 31, I believe. So, I mean, build a lasting relationship. And Ohio is actually one of the better places to be because we have all the seasons that we have. A lot of the students might not have that, or they might have their winter might only last 2 weeks versus the nice Ohio weather.
I got one more question before I let Scott finish up here. When she goes back in June, mm-hmm. will you be able to Skype with her still? Keep in touch with her?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Good.
Kaya, what if I were to go to Japan, kind of the same idea here, what would be something I would want to see? What is a landmark there for you? A popular place to go?
Kyoto.
Why is that popular?
Kyoto is a traditional place and beautiful view and temple.
How have you felt Americans who you've come in contact with have treated you since you've been here?
How have we treated you since you've been here? How has your experience of American people treating you?
They are kind.
Kind. Good. And it's good to know things like that. Is Kaya a popular name in Japan?
No.
What is your family like? Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Do you miss them?
No.
Now, that's typical. That's typical. Do you Skype back and forth with your parents?
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to talk with the parents?
We did on New Year's Eve, and it was exciting. I mean, they are very nice people. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, we enjoyed the experience.
It's been a fascinating conversation. Again, we've been chatting with Laura Sheets and Kaya Yoshida about life in Japan and coming here to America for the school year. If you had to sum it up in just 30 seconds here, what do you hope Kaya has learned at the end of these 9 months?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Well, I hope that she takes maybe some of our family values and maybe some things that she's learned over at her school that maybe we do differently than they do there. Affection, smiling, being happy, just taking in general what we take for granted every day that maybe she don't get because she is more of from a boarding school, schooling type, that this is a little more freedom for her, and I know she enjoys that, right?
Yeah. So. One last question. Kaya, do you drive in Japan, drive cars?
No. I can't.
Don't. And is that something you would ever want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. Kaya, how old were you? I don't think we ever mentioned that.
I'm 17.
17. Very nice. Kaya Yoshida, Laura Sheets, thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Sean Kraft was also here as well, and we're going to take a break and continue on after this break.
Only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
I've got two Marlas.
Oh, there is another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's. No, that's Marla.